Hey everyone, I was asked to play Sammy Center. This is a collection of a bunch of different games. It's kind of cool, I guess. It's a decent little time waster. Let's go ahead and launch this.
Start window. Saves one. Play Sammy Center. App. Press.
A place where your PC comes to life. Sam Tooth Production.
It is a really loud intro.
Main menu. Play cat and dog.
So I've turned the music down. You can hit page up to turn it up. Page down to turn it down. Let's try to keep it about there. In the menus, of course, up and down will move through your different menu choices. I apologize for the amber alert in the background if you can hear that.
Play the TTS, play cat and dog.
So the first game is called Cat and Dog.
Sammy Center, cat and dog.
And you hold the arrow keys up, down, left, and right to walk around and avoid... To avoid this dog that's apparently chasing after you.
Main menu, play cat and dog.
And that's what happens when you lose. I guess you're supposed to last a certain amount of time.
Play the TTS side scroller. Play cat and dog.
Also, when you're at the top or the bottom of the menu, if you try to go up or down,
play cat and dog.
It does that. You can also hit home and end.
Exit.
To jump to the top and bottom.
Play cat and dog. Play the TTS side scroller.
This is basically you're fighting an enemy that uses a sappy voice on your computer. So if I hit enter.
Text to speak. Type in text for your enemy to speak. Edit blank.
So it asks you to type in some text. Let's just type in Daleks Reign Supreme.
TTS side scroller dialogue. Do you want to change voice settings? Yes button Alt plus Y.
Yes, I do.
Choose a voice from the following menu. Ivona to Sally OEM. Sammy Center.
Microsoft David Desktop. English.
Ivona to Sally OEM.
I want to use this voice.
Rate 1.
You can also change the rate.
Rate 2. Rate 3.
With the left and right
rate
keys.
Rate 4. Rate 8. Rate maximum. Rate 9. Rate 10.
Microsoft David Desktop.
Ivona to Sally OEM. Rate 9. Rate 4.
It actually goes quite fast.
Rate 1. Rate normal.
Page up and page down.
Volume maximum. Volume maximum.
Sets the volume.
Pitch minus 1. Pitch minus 2.
Oh, that sounds like garbage.
Pitch minus 1.
Pitch normal.
Pitch 1. Pitch 2.
These human voices don't pitch very well.
Pitch normal.
So home.
Pitch minus 1.
Okay, that's really weird. Home decreases the pitch and increases it.
Pitch normal.
Pitch 1. Pitch 2. Pitch 3. Pitch.
Ooh, I think it made the game crash. Ooh, that's not good.
Track 1 selected, row focus select.
Ooh, wait.
Audacity.
Okay, that's how you make the game crash.
Start.
It doesn't like that.
Play Sammy Sim. Play the TT. Type in text blank.
Daleks Reign Supreme. Yeah, I don't think that voice likes pitch changes because it just made the whole program crash.
TTS side is no button. Yes button Alt plus. Choose a.
Micros.
Ivona to Sally OEM.
But yeah, that's basically how you change settings, and if I hit enter. So it's just over there saying that over and over and over. Oh, it's running away from me. So the up arrow will allow you to jump. Left and right move. Okay, so
play cat and dog.
That's not working right or something.
Play the TTS.
A lot of these are really stupid, I'm not gonna lie.
Play avoid the beeps.
Avoid the beeps.
Sam.
Ouch.
Oops. This is a side scroller. You move left and right.
Ouch.
And you try
Ouch.
To avoid
health 75.
Ouch.
Health 60. Health 60. Health 60.
So you just kind of avoid these beeping things for as long as you can. Jump with the up arrow, and then you hold left and right. Or I believe you have to tap it. Cage checks your health.
Health 32.
I'm gonna die. I'm not really good at this game.
I'm sorry to say, you can't go on anymore. You finished the game in 114 seconds. You managed to make 12 objects smash and fall to the ground. However, 13 hit you. Thanks for playing. Your stats have now been copied to your clipboard.
You hit enter after that message, and I can check the clipboard, NVDAC.
You finished the game in 114 seconds. You managed to make 12 objects smash and fall to the ground. However, 13 hit you.
Alright, that's it.
Play the cheat, play avoid the beat, play shoot the target. Sammy Center.
This is shoot the target. Basically, the target moves around. Control, I believe, loads the gun. The spacebar shoots. What I'm going to do is I'm going to wait till it's in the center. Hit the spacebar, and then reload with control. I missed. Yeah, like I said, this is really weird. It seems like this is just a project that he was making when he was trying to learn how to code, because there's a bunch of random junk in here. Let's do one more target, and then I'll hit escape. There we go.
Play cat and dog. Play avoid the beeps. Play shoot the target. Play car chase.
Sam. Car chase. And
you have lost.
So the goal, it's a side scroller. The goal is to avoid the car and shoot it.
Play shoot the target. Play car chase.
I'm not doing very good.
Play shoot, play car chase. You have lost. Play avoid, play shoot, play car chase. You have lost. Play shoot, play car chase.
So, what you're supposed to be able to do, somehow. Well.
You have lost.
You're supposed to be able to find a gun and shoot that thing.
Play water escape. Play car chase.
But that's kind of stupid.
Play water escape.
This is water escape.
Sammy Center. Water.
So I believe you're supposed to. So you're on a.
3, 3, 50.
You're on a three-dimensional grid. I hit C.
7, 3, 50.
To check my coordinates. Up, down, left, and right make you move. So you have to fall off here. And now,
well, it looks like you were too slow for the shark. I think he had enough fun, and he ate you. You're so clumsy and slow. You should be ashamed of that. Wait, you're not here. You can't, because you are dead. Your blood shows on the shark's lips, and I found torn flesh clinging to his teeth. Well, see you, never, you slowpoke.
So you're supposed to move. I think you're supposed to head north in the water and avoid the shark. Like I said, kind of a stupid game.
Play Waterisk. Play Guess the Number.
This is your typical guess the number game.
Enter the highest number you would like to guess to. Edit blank.
Let's do 50.
Guess menu. Sammy Center. 1. 50. 1.
So now you get a menu. You up and down to the number you want.
2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7, 8. 9. 10.
Say 10.
Tulo. You have 5 guesses left. Tulo. You have 5. Guess menu. 1.
And annoyingly, when you hit enter on that message, it resets your position in the menu, so I have to go down.
Not 10. Up to 30.
Let's try
25.
25.
Hello. You have 4 guesses left. Guess 50.
Try
41. 39. 30. 36.
35.
35. Too high. You have 3 guesses left.
Okay, so too high. Somewhere.
40. 33. 30. Too high. You have 2 guesses left.
Okay.
Too high. Guess 50. 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 8, 28. You guessed the number correctly. It was 28. Play a cat and...
So, there you go.
Play a guess the number. Play money fall.
Now, this one, I believe you're falling through the air and you have to collect money.
3,
Sammy Center.
2,
money fall.
1.
It sounds like the voice clips from Descent into Madness. So, you're on this little grid, up, down, left, and right. Allow you to move. Those are the walls. Now, what you're supposed to do... What you're supposed to do is grab the coins.
195 health. 201 health.
H checks your health.
210 health.
There we go. So you try to center the sound of the coin.
$334 health.
Now I think you can actually hit the space bar to go up.
352, 347.
So you can... Wait. Can I...
$215.
So... That's me backing the walls there.
255 health, 259 health.
Every time you hit the space bar, though, to go up, you lose some health.
282 health. 4, 2, 1,225. 4, 2, 1,214.
So pressing C checks my coordinates.
2, 5, 1,189.
So I'm still falling. Come on.
Five, zero, 1,119. 2, 0, 1,104. 2, 0, 1,092.
Problem is you fall really slowly, and this can get quite boring.
503 health.
So the goal... There we go. Grab that coin there.
2, 0, 1,007.
I think you get the idea. I'm not going to keep going. Oh, it's not going to let me exit? What the... Oh, it does let me exit. It just fades out when I hit escape.
Play money flaw. Play balloon popper.
This is balloon popper. You can jump, move left and right. Turn the music down. Sounds like the ambience from Papa's Hungry. Whoa.
Finish him.
Ow.
Fatality. Flawless victory.
Okay. Well, now that you have gotten hit by a balloon causing the guy to kill you, you may as well be informed that with zero balloons destroyed, you managed to collect 0 points. I wonder if you can stay alive a lot longer next time. We'll have to see. Well, happy ballooning. See ya. Bye.
Not sure if you should be using those sounds.
Play water. Play balloon popper.
Try it again. So.
Knife. Fist. Knife.
1 and 2, choose your weapon. No, can we skip that?
Play water. Play a guess that play money. Play balloon popper. Knife.
So, what you're supposed to do. Is hit these before they hit you. Because if they hit you, you... Oh.
Finish him.
Well, now that you have gotten hit by a balloon causing the guy to kill you, you may as well be informed that with 6 balloons destroyed, you managed to collect 18 points. I wonder if you can cat and...
So yeah, that's kind of stupid.
Play money for play balloon, play lightning power.
Lightning power.
Sammy Center.
This one, I believe, it's a side-scroller.
You are at position 10.
And you can jump.
You are at position 20.
The space bar We'll let you fire lightning.
You are at position 15. You are at position 6.
Now, apparently the house... I guess you're supposed to hit a house or something.
You are at position 9.
If you're at position 10... From what I read in the documentation...
You are at position 10.
Yeah, so I don't want that to hit me.
You are at position 7.
But just to show you...
You are at position 10.
So if I stand here and hit the space bar... I should get killed.
You are at position 10, and the house is 21 feet in front of you.
Ow.
You finished the game at level 1, and the house had 30 health still remaining. Too bad you couldn't destroy the dang thing. Play car chase. Play water escape. Play wall breaker. Play scent. Play lightning power. Play wall breaker.
So I think you're supposed to destroy that. Now this one is kind of cool. You're walking around a grid in wall breaker trying to repair walls as they're being bashed in.
Wall breaker.
So. Now you hit up, down, left, and right to move. If you're near a piece of wood, you can pick it up automatically, or you can hit the space bar to pick up wood if you're close to it. Now, if you walk to one of these walls, like the northern wall,
you have 16 pieces of wood. The left wall has 100% strength. The right wall has 78% strength.
So it's focused on the right wall.
The right wall just gained 0 strength. The right wall just gained 3 strength.
So there we go. So the goal...
The left wall has 100% strength. The right wall has 83% strength. The north wall has 43%.
Okay. North wall is a priority. We need to hit enter. Uh-oh. It's not good. I'm gonna die. So.
And boom. The building that was your mini stronghold crumbles as your killers prepare to assault you. You had a score of 70 seconds. And boom.
So I hit the up arrow to read this because it didn't read it automatically. But if I hit enter.
Play cat. And-
so that's actually. That's a neat game. If you can strategically plan it, you can. Possibly see how long you can last. I do like that one. That one is pretty cool.
Play balloon popper. Play lightning power. Play wall break. Play Santa save. Play the piano. Play Santa save.
Santa save. Let's see. This
level
is...
Level 1. Press enter to start. Sammy Center.
Side scroller. Is it a monster or something?
85.
And you hit the space bar to kill this monster.
40.
Not sure what that chime was.
40. You finished on level 1 with a score of 61.
The goal is to keep that thing from making it to the sleigh, because that happens. I believe H will also check your health, because I think that thing can hit you too. So there's that.
Play wall breaker. Play Santa save. Play the piano. Relaxed. Play the piano.
This is a piano. You can hit... Yeah, so grave accent, 1, 2, 3, 4. So, you know, I can do... I am not musically inclined at all, which is good because I like to break the stereotype that all blind people are musicians. So you can, you know, you can mess with this. Let's see. You can hit Control R.
3, 2, 1. Recording.
And I can do. And then once I'm done, I can hit Control R. Or wait, how do you stop recording? You can hit Control. Oh, it's Control P.
Playing.
So the interesting thing is it takes your time into account as well, which is kind of interesting, and you can tell that my musical skills are not very good. If I hit Control F2,
piano, please type a name for this track, edit blank.
We'll just call this test. Hit enter.
Sammy Center. Send save.
Now I believe it stores it somewhere, I'm not sure where. If you hit Control L,
please select a track to load. I'm the student of the month full. I'm the student of the month. I'm the student of the month full.
Wait, what?
Playing.
Okay, so that's apparently a track that comes with it. Oh, and apparently you can hit multiple keys at once. That's just me playing random stuff.
Please select test chords. I'm the student of the month, non mini chords.
Okay, so there's multiple files in here.
Test.
Test
chords. Test.
Here's my test file. I can hit Control P.
Playing.
My awful song there.
Play.
And you can hit escape to get out of that.
Play balloon. Play left. Play Santas. Play the piano. Relax slash pause area. Sammy Center. Relax slash pause area.
Now this is kind of cool. You can just walk around here with up, down, left, and right.
900.
The letter C will give you your coordinates. If you hit the space bar, you can jump. And this beeping. The beeping is a teleporter that will take you somewhere else. So this is actually kind of cool. So now I'm in like a town, I guess, or like on a road. And and you can just, you know, you can walk around here, and that's nice. I'm going to hit escape to get out of here. And we're just about done here.
Play money. Play with play. Play walk. Play sit. Play the piece. Relax. Open mini timer utility. Mini timer dialog timer will start when you press enter. OK button. Mini timer 0 hours. 0 minutes. 0 seconds.
So this is a timer. You can hear the ticking in the in your left ear. The cool thing with this is I believe it pans, so if I hit the letter E...
0 hours, 0 minutes, 16 seconds.
So let's see here.
0 hours, 0 minutes, 22 seconds.
So it's panning. Now what you'll notice is right about now.
0 hours, 0 minutes, 30 seconds.
It was in the middle at half a minute. Now it's traveling off to the right as I'm jabbering away here, trying to pass the time.
Paused.
I can hit the space bar to pause the timer. Oops, sorry about that. That's the doorbell.
0 hours, 0 minutes, 42 seconds.
So the timer is paused. I can hit the space bar.
Unpaused.
To unpause it. So, kind of cool if you want to have like a stopwatch, I guess. Or a, well, yeah, it's really more of a stopwatch than a timer. Now that ding means that 1 minute is up, and as you can hear, the sound has gone back to the left channel.
0 hours, 1 minute, 9 seconds.
That's a cool little stopwatch.
Mini timer dialog. Your final time is 0 hours, 1 minute, 15 seconds. OK button.
And if I hit enter, it stops it.
Don't play cat.
So there's the timer. Play. It's really a stopwatch, not a timer.
Play, relax. Open mini timer. Text utilities. View scores. Text utilities.
These are text utilities. Let's
text utilities menu. Butcherizer. Butcherizer. Base 64 decode. Base 64 encode. Capitalizer. Changer. Clipboard copier, punctuation remover, reverser, spaces remover, uncapitalizer, word to number, go back.
Word to number.
Word, enter the text you would like converted into a number. Edit blank.
Dalek.
Success dialog 4,112,511. Would you like to copy this to the clipboard? Yes button alt pressed. Mini butcherizer. 4,112,000.
I think that converts it to, wait, what the?
Run.
Let me look at this in Notepad.
Tech desk, untitled. 4, 1, 1, 2.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it's converting.
Notepad, don't.
Base
64 decode, butcherizer.
This looks like a bunch of programming stuff, so it can convert between different number systems and things like that.
Enter the text you would like butchered. Edit blank.
This will be very mangled.
Success dialog. Would you like to copy this to the clipboard? Yes, but no button. Alt plus N.
No, I don't want
to
do that.
Text. Mini butcher. Base 60. Base capitalizer. Changer.
Yes, apparently this.
Enter the text you would like changed. Edit blank.
This will be changed.
Success dialog. This not will be changed. .. Would you like to copy this? No button. Alt plus N.
Yeah, there's a bunch of weird crap in here. I just hit escape to get out of there.
Music volume minus 26. Exit. Exit.
Oh.
Exit the fun way.
So,
Sammy Center has been options. Test speakers. View scores. Text you.
I hit V and that changed the volume.
Music volume minus 26. Music volume minus 26.
Okay, so V tells you the music volume.
View scores. Select a game to view scores from. Avoid the beeps.
You can view your scores.
Balloon popper. Guess the number. Lightning power. Send save. Select a date. 7/16/2022. Scores for date 7/16/2022. Hit 3:14 and 6 seconds p.m. You finished on level 1 with a score of 61.
And I can hit enter.
Oop. 3:14 and 4,000,001. 3:14.
Well, the left and right arrows don't do anything except make it repeat.
Play.
So there's that.
Play. Relax. Open mini timer. Text. View. School. Test speakers.
Test speakers, of course. This is important.
Hey, yeah. You know what, dude? I don't really like you being on the left, so you should get out of here! What? No. I forgot to tell him. He was...
So, yeah. Let's hit enter to skip that.
Exit the fun way. Sammy Center has options.
Look at the options, then I'll show you one more thing.
Select an option.
Up and down to move through your options.
Play logo on startup. Change voice settings. Go back. Play logo. Please select your setting. On. Off. Select an option. Go back.
I don't want the logo.
Exit the fun way.
Now, to finish this, let's exit this the fun way. So, if you just want to exit.
Exit.
You can do that.
Exit the fun way.
But if you want to have more of an interesting time doing it, you go here. This is a little grid here, moving left, right, up, and down with the arrow keys. And... do. Oh, so it resets your position.
Audacity.
And that's how you exit the game. So if you're too slow, I believe your X and Y position is reset. But yeah, so that's how that works. It's a different type of project, I suppose. You know, just a bunch of random little things. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, let me know. But that's it for me.